SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After extensive efforts, former President Trump has not been able to secure the $500 million bond he needs to appeal his New York civil fraud judgment. And it wasn't for lack of trying. Mr. Trump's lawyers approached roughly 30 bond companies.
Mr. Trump had previously asked the court to be allowed to post a $100 million bond, but that was rejected. If he is not granted a pause and does not have the cash, then the Attorney General Letitia James could potentially ask the judge to start seizing his assets.
The BBC's at a topic, Mr. Trump says, it's part of a massive election interference campaign designed to hamstring his re-election bid. And the former president tells the Salem Radio Network's Dr. Sebastian Gorka that Jews who vote Democrat hate Israel and hate their religion. Primaries today in five states, including Ohio, where there's a three-way Republican race for U.S. Senate, the chance to challenge Democrat incumbent Sherrod Brown. In campaign mode, President Biden hitting the road again.
The president has been visiting key battleground states since the State of the Union, and that strategy continues this week. He's traveling to Nevada and Arizona for both campaign and official events. This follows recent trips to Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan, all states that are expected to play a crucial role in determining the outcome of the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also on SRNNews.com, deadly gang violence continues to intensify in Haiti. It's now impacting wealthier areas of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Unilever, the company behind Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Dove soaps, and Vaseline, is cutting 7,500 jobs and spinning off the ice cream business to reduce costs and boost profits. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 92 points. NASDAQ futures 104 points lower. This is SRN News. America's pastors are feeling a bit better these days.
A new poll released by the Barna Group finds that the spirits of clergymen are rising after crashing in the aftermath of the pandemic. 51% of Protestant pastors now say they feel more confident of their calling than when they first entered the ministry. That's up from 35% 2 years ago. 59% now say they feel very satisfied being a clergyman, compared to 52% who said so back in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgarians lined the streets of Sofia over the weekend to bid farewell to the late Orthodox patriarch Neophyte. The spiritual leader of Bulgaria's Orthodox Christians died last week, the age of 78, after a long illness. Neophyte, who became patriarch in 2013, was the first elected head of the Bulgarian Church after the fall of communism in 1989. His charisma as a modest and well-tempered leader won him respect among the faithful. SRN News. What would it take to make you happy? One California lawmaker wants to know.
Former Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon is trying to get the state legislature to rethink policymaking by creating a committee to study how to make people happy. It's called the Select Committee on Happiness and Public Policy Outcomes. Rendon created the panel because he thinks happiness should be one of the first principles lawmakers have in mind when crafting policy. One pundit says he would be happy if politicians quit wasting time creating committees on happiness. And we hope this report made you happy. Jason Walker reporting.
A Russian border region planning to evacuate 9,000 children from the area that's being continuously shelled from the Ukrainian side. Kiev's forces have been increasingly striking at targets behind the extensive front line. It's moved little after more than 2 years of war. SRNNews.com.